For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. New York City has been rocked by the death of police officer Randolph Holder Tuesday night. He was allegedly shot in the head after a chase by Tyrone Howard, a man police say has a long rap sheet. Howard has been taken into custody. It seems as if justice will be served quickly.
Jotavius Stafford, say his name.
Jotavius Stafford!
A young black man, Preston Roundtree, from New York City, stands in a crowd in front of a rally in Times Square. This on Thursday, the kickoff event to Rise Up October. Rallies and marches, which organizers say is designed to stop police terror.
I mean, like when the police are murdered, the people who murder the police are held accountable, but when the police murder us, the police are not held accountable.
A 2015 analysis by the Washington Post found that out of thousands of fatal shootings at the hands of police since 2005, only 54 officers have been charged. Most were cleared or acquitted in cases that have been resolved. This is why victims' families continue to speak out around the country. They demand justice.
Darren Rainey. A 50-year-old black man, Dade Correctional, Florida.
Quentin Tarantino and Gina Belafonte were among those who said the names and the circumstances of lives lost at the hands of law enforcement.
Prison guards responded by locking him in a scalding hot shower, which killed him. No one has been criminally charged, and an autopsy was never conducted.
The two stood on a podium surrounded by the glowing lights and riches of Broadway. Below them, an orange, black, and white banner read, Rise Up October. Which side are you on? No more stolen lives. Hashtag say their names. As more and more of the lives lost were described, photos of the dead were raised behind the speakers. Justin Howell's mom described how her son was killed running away from police in Illinois.
We have a problem when we live in a nation that says that it's not okay to flee for your life. But it's okay to gun someone down in fear of your life. It's not right.
Howell said the first thing they tell you when they kill one of our youth is, I feared for my life. Howell said we fear for our lives and the lives of our children. Gloria Pinex shared the story of her son, Darius Pinex. He was the father of three, killed in Chicago in 2011 when cops pulled him over and the murder was covered up. Pinex brought her other sons to New York City to speak. Trayvon Pinex was only 11 when his brother was killed.
The last thing I told my brother was, I will see you tomorrow. Come to find out that tomorrow, he will be gunned down in his own car, a few blocks away from his own home. It's basically safe to say that we're not justified by who we are, but what we look like, what they want us to be. My brother was not no thug. He wasn't a racist. He wasn't a very belligerent man. He was a very kind man. He was a father. He was a good brother. He was a good son. My brother should not have been killed the way he was. He shouldn't have been killed at all. See, these police are out here doing what they shouldn't be doing, and that's acting like God, taking lives from people who don't deserve it.
Janisha Fonville was 20 years old when she was killed in February. This was when police in Charlotte, North Carolina, entered her apartment on a call to help a distressed woman with a mental health problem. Fonville had no weapon. She was only 110 pounds. She was shot twice and killed. Her cousin Paris Bay says the family just can't deal with the situation.
I'm just upset because these cops are supposed to be here to support us and protect us, and all they do is shoot us down and kill us. I have a 5-year-old son, and I gotta worry about him being scared of these cops, and I have to worry about, well, is he gonna be the next child?
Which side are you on is the rallying cry for Rise Up October. Connor from Long Island walks through Times Square. He said a rally like this is a joke. It only divides people.
What this really does is it makes people hate the cops, and it creates a separation. And what that does is it makes cops fear their own lives, and this is basically fueling the fire.
Steve Yip with the Stop Mass Incarceration Network agrees that there is a divide.
And people need to decide where they really need to stand. And while people like that is not necessarily going to come to our side. There are many, many people who are on our side who are not speaking up. That's who we're trying to reach out to.
Sandra Bland.
This is not a white issue. It's not only a black and Latino issue, according to Gina Belafonte with Sankofa.org.
This is a human issue. It's a moral issue. It's an ethical issue. It has nothing to do in terms of engagement on white or black. It has to do with everyone feeling quite real around the issue of Black Lives Matter.
Rise up. It's never going to change. It is up to us to make a change.
As the cousin of Emmett Till said, rise up for all of our loved ones before it comes to your door.
Gatherings like Rise Up October aim to keep the pressure on officials to pass meaningful reforms and show the nationwide movement for police reform isn't leaving the streets anytime soon. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.